Blog Talk Radio.
My brothers and sisters, we're back. Yes, indeed. Thank the Most High that we're back again for another episode, another very precious episode, indeed, of Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I am your host, Edim Yah of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. Indeed, so very thankful to the Most High, yes, indeed, for this precious opportunity. Yes, for this very, very precious opportunity to be back with you here again. Speak this very precious word. Yes, this very, very precious word the Most High has granted. The Most High has granted us for the blessing and the healing of our people. The Most High has told me, yes, indeed, directly has He told me. That for His cause, I have some very important things, yes, some very important things for Him, for His cause, for the hope of His people that I must do. And He told me because of what I must do, yes, He told me because of what I must do, He said I would surely accrue some very powerful friends, yes, some very powerful friends as well as enemies. But He told me that in doing for Him that which He has asked of me, I said, in doing for Him that which He has asked of me, He said I would have His protection and His guidance. And for that, my brothers and sisters, I am indeed utmost thankful. The Most High has told me, yes, indeed, directly has He told me, that I must tell you things. Yes, that indeed I must tell you things. That men have done some of everything they could. I said some of everything they could since the dawn of human fall. To hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence. And yes, my brothers and sisters, if they could, to destroy. For the Most High has promised, my brothers and sisters, that everything done in the darkness shall surely come to the light. And all the hypocrites, my brothers and sisters, I said all the hypocrites, who would hide the truth from you shall be exposed. Yes, my brothers and sisters, in a day, when the Most High shall declare His standard, I said, when the Most High shall declare again to this world the remembrance of His standard, that will prove that all the multitude of diverse ideologies, standards, denominations, political, social, national, and pseudo-religious ideals that men have taught, and their diversitude, their partiality and pollutions, have not, I repeat, have not been that standard, that everlasting and unchanging standard at all. And indeed, my brothers and sisters, it is written when Messiah shall do this. The enemy, yes, the enemy shall be exposed, and man shall discern again what indeed is righteousness. Salvation, peace, true gospel of the one Most High. Indeed, my brothers and sisters, unto this cause, since the Most High sends a prophet to speak what others would not, I indeed thank the Most High for every ear He brings near. And I truly thank you all for listening. The truth must be known. Well, my brothers and sisters, a lot to talk about tonight. Willing, to have a little bit of time toward the end of this lesson tonight. A special report. I also want to tell you about the dream the Most High gave me on last evening after praying for revelation. For the blessing of His people, the awakening of His people. To discern what must be done. I said to discern what must be done. That indeed, my brothers and sisters, Yah will be fully manifest in this earth. But there's much, my brothers and sisters, I want to talk about before I get there. I'm going to talk about the scriptures that relate what I'm talking about to you tonight. If you'll notice, in the intro to this show, I spoke about, or I wrote about, how in the first four centuries, I said the first four centuries of what is called the Common Era, since the birth of Messiah, 2,000 years ago, or you say 2,100 years ago now. It had already been true that long before Messiah came 2,000 years ago, that Greco-Romanism, Hellenism, the affairs and ideas and the influence of Western Europe, had had a serious stronghold, even a persecutory stronghold against the people of the East. Yes, I mean Israel, Judea as well. Throughout the East, my brothers and sisters, even as far as beyond Iraq and Iran, the entire territory, my brothers and sisters, since the days of Alexander the Great, have been greatly persecuted by Western polytheists. Those, my brothers and sisters, who believe their leaders were types of, if you will, Christoses, Christ, if you will. What do I mean by that? Well, no doubt about it. Historical evidence relates it very plainly that the very word Christ is Greek, Greco-Roman in origin. And therefore, my brothers and sisters, unto a concept of salvation that is not salvation at all, but only unto the preservation of confusion. Polytheists had no concept, my brothers and sisters, of a people being wrought by one spirit, one pure and holy spirit. I said one pure, complete, and holy, precise spirit. They had no concept of such a spirit, my brothers and sisters, to bring those who believe unto the will of one. But they didn't have the concept at all, my brothers and sisters, of one Most High at all. They considered their rulers, in fact, to be the favored ones of all their many pantheon of pagan gods. They considered their rulers then to be saviors, both heaven and earth, and that they were favored of all the gods. Every one of their rulers felt themselves as the favored of all the gods, deserving therefore to be king. Favored of all the gods and all their contentions. Yes, all the pagan gods of Greece and Rome were constantly at war with one another. Their very concept of honor and glory was constant warfare. Well, my brothers and sisters, those who are wise discern that there's no peace in this, no salvation in it, no hope, my brothers and sisters, of constant solace, if you will, a constant sense of harmony in the world, when your very concept of deity is so incredibly divisive. They had no concept of revival unto a word that is from the beginning, a covenant word that is from the beginning. Had no concept of that as eternal unto life, or as eternal life. Wasn't their concept at all. The concept, as I've said to you before, of a savior was never the idea of one who lifts a standard that would expose them all. Such a concept they considered a direct, immediate threat to what they call Pax Romana, what they call the peace of Rome, the preservation of all the various ideals, misideals, and misconceits and misconceptions of Rome. But the Most High is not the author of such confusion. We must understand then, my brothers and sisters, what's at the foundation of all this mass misconception. I want you to think about it, my brothers and sisters. Rome had come in a few decades before the birth of Messiah, slaughtered all the priests, persecuted the people of the East, set up a priesthood that so hypocritical that they said that they had no king but Caesar, and Caesar fashioned himself A god, my brothers and sisters. Part of the pantheon of Rome. Priest of Israel, my brothers and sisters, that placated the people, comes to the people in their vanities, fatally flattering them. After standards, my brothers and sisters, hey, scribes, Pharisees, Sadducees, zealots, Essenes, do you think such pluralism, my brothers and sisters, could ever be the standard of the one Most High by the one Spirit? Absolutely not. Such confusion, my brothers and sisters, was never a righteous representation of that which with which the Most High himself could be pleased. We have to understand, my brothers and sisters, what then occurred. Messiah said that his gospel, the one standard from on high, that would expose all the rulers, he said that one standard from on high will go forth to all the nations, and then shall the end come. And many have not discerned that he was talking about the fall of Jerusalem that occurred. I said the fall of Jerusalem that occurred in 70 A.D. To understand this is to understand that since the gospel went forth from Jerusalem, and Jerusalem was the place of gathering whereby men from all nations who believed came to Jerusalem. Look at the book of Acts in the second chapter. Came to Jerusalem to all confab, if you will, to seek one accord, be constantly updated as to the truth of the one Most High. When they destroyed Jerusalem and left the people scattered among the nations, according to their own ideals, and still under Roman tyranny, you have to understand then, my brothers and sisters, that the end that Messiah was speaking of, especially since after the destruction of Jerusalem, part of a continual persecution whereby millions, I said literally millions, were slaughtered, millions of believers of the early church, was slaughtered so as to sustain Roman confusion. The end result being, my brothers and sisters, in Matthias, they call it in Matthew 24, particularly around the 14th verse to around the 26th, relates that the times subsequent to the fall of Jerusalem will be great murderous times, times of great tribulation. That ultimately what was really being said is that those times of great tribulation would not cease till Rome pretty much figured that they'd slaughtered everyone who believed or could sustain and speak the knowledge of the truth. That same concept is in the book of Revelation, chapters 6 and 7. Don't know what I'm talking about? I'll get a chance, hopefully, to speak a little bit more about that. Article on my website called Great Tribulation, 70 to 365 A.D. I said at hiddengospel.com. An article there called Great Tribulation, 70 to 365 A.D. explains this. Messiah said there were times of great murderous tribulation, our brothers and sisters, so that after that time would come a rise of false prophets, meaning that the lies of the murderer, yes, my brothers and sisters, the lie of the murderer who literally murdered the church, which is exactly what Rome did. I said they murdered the church. The scripture said there'd be a rise of false prophets because there wouldn't be none to speak against the tyrannical, hypocritical misconceits of Rome. Scripture says would arise then, according to Revelation, a system, a church, false church, a false church state, my brothers and sisters. Scripture says having horns like a lamb, Revelation 13, you need to look at it, having horns like a lamb, seeming to be of the Messiah, Holy One of Israel, even of the Messiah himself, But the scripture says, speaking as a dragon. That double-tongued, double-minded, unholy serpent that deceives the whole world. Revelation 12 and 9. We need to understand something about that system, my brothers and sisters, being that it is completely in all ways worldly. Or said worldly. A preservation of all the iniquitous traditions of a whole world. It wasn't the church, my brothers and sisters. I don't care what they called it. They called it the Roman Empire, the Roman Catholic Church, regardless of what they called it, my brothers and sisters, the system after this world is not the church the Most High founded. We already told, horns like a lamb, speaks as a dragon. Revelation 13 says, preserving then and operating after all the power or iniquitous injustice of that same prior beastly system and unreasoning system that had murdered the saints. Read Revelation 13 and understand. It happened long ago, my brothers and sisters. Second Thessalonians said that once that occurred, Messiah will have to expose the pretense in the last days. And you need to understand this concept. 1,000 years. The book of Daniel in the Aramaic makes that plain, something that's in the eastern text that you don't find in the western. Daniel 11, at least for 1,000 years, that system would be in primary power. Well, very simple to understand. To the plagues of the 14th century, from the 4th century on, when they declared that so-called Roman false church, a church after the affairs and ideals of Rome and this polytheism, not monotheist after the will of the Most High? Well, think about it. Scriptures relate that system will remain in power for 1,000 years. The plagues, bubonic plague, the Black Death, is what they called it, that scourged Europe, slaughtering many millions in Europe, compelled many to become suspicious as to the authority of the Roman Church, and that not only were the prayers of the priests falling short of what the people would have expected. But also, my brothers and sisters, many priests also were perishing in like numbers. Well, many historians will tell you that what occurred in that time wrought the beginnings of the Protestant Reformation, many losing trust and the authority of the Roman Church. You see, the end result is the so-called Protestant reformers who wrought what became the Lutheran, Methodist, Anglican, Anabaptist, all the various denominations, first schisms that wrought all schisms from the Roman Church. That all the various institutions that claim to be at various times organizing revivals of what is in the beginning to this very day. But it's something we need to understand about this, my brothers and sisters. If we are wise, we come to know that it is not possible. I said, simply stated, it is not possible. That this multitude of differences, I said it's not possible this multitude of variant differences, disagreement, by no means, my brothers and sisters, a consortium in thought. It is the multitude of denominations they call the Protestant Reformation, resulting of the Protestant Reformation till this day. What, some 45,000 denominations, all declaring a differing standard? Like pastors told me, if the people are willing to buy it, they'll sell it. Not really about what's in the book at all. those who don't know the book very well fall for the illusion. But think about it. Besides that, the gospel is a word whereby those anointed of the Spirit should go forth and teach all nations, converting all nations beyond all the partialities and pollutions of the nation. For the Holy Spirit teaches all things, no lie in it, reproving all sin, all the differences of mankind, seeking to restore man in remembrance to all the Most High declared from the beginning, and even declaring, my brothers and sisters, what is the eventuality that must occur in the future. Yes, my brothers and sisters, the eventuality of faith. Knowing that the Most High is one, we must all realize that he will declare one standard in the earth. I said, knowing he will declare one standard in the earth, we must all seek after his law with that expectation, knowing that the presumptuousness of man should not be sufficient for anyone to be self-satisfied. In fact, for that matter, my brothers and sisters, that in which man becomes self-satisfied to obey and to trust becomes a god to him. And in so many, my brothers and sisters, not seeking the whole truth becomes in so many ways those fatally flattered, my brothers and sisters, don't realize that what they trust and have called a god has actually not been a deliverer, but an obstacle and a cage to them. And today, my brothers and sisters, you see so many different denominations, 45,000, like a huge maze, men not knowing which way to go. And once they walk into it, my brothers and sisters, never finding through right instruction the way out. Scripture says men are made for themselves crooked paths, mazes, if you want to call it that. And the scripture says they that walk therein shall not know peace. It's time for you to understand, my brothers and sisters, the way of peace. The very word in Hebrew for peace means that you seek a pure and perfect standard. All these multitude of denominations claim to be revivals. But I will tell you this, my brothers and sisters, the prophecies make it plain that once man turned away from faith in the will of one, having the law, the written word, but not seeking by faith, beyond every man self-righteous, beyond all these self-righteous institutions, to seek the pure, perfect will of one, Messiah and Messiah alone would have to return in order to, my brothers and sisters, to lift the standard, to prove what is written, that the leaders, none of them, have taught the standard that, my brothers and sisters, the true righteousness, the true salvation of the King. Well, I know that's the kind of thing that your pastors wouldn't tell you. And it's obvious they wouldn't tell you, because to tell you to understand this, you would have known to seek the Most High far beyond the multitude of varying standards that many have dared to call after their own hastiness sufficient. You would have known what Messiah meant when he said your righteousness must exceed that of your leaders. You got a multitude of leaders telling us and speaking something different, contentious in their varying misopinions. It's not the work, and certainly not the finished work of baptism being led by one Holy Spirit. It's very obvious, my brothers and sisters, that this diversity is not the work of the one Most High. Is not the declaration of his salvation. Scripture said Messiah himself will have to declare that standard again. For he said, you are my friends, Yohanan, John 15:14. You are my friends if you do, if you believe, if you hold, if you guard, maintain, and defend, preserve all that I have commanded. It's very evident, my brothers and sisters, that something is missing. Else all this multitude of differences wrought of partialities would not exist. I said it to you before, I will say it to you again. It's neat to understand what actually happened. And Revelation 7th and 6th and 7th chapter relates that very plainly. Revelation 13 as well. Roman Western terrorists, murdered the early church. Church is supposed to be a place where man can go to learn beyond all the illusions of the world. To learn indeed what is the gospel, the pure, perfect word and standard of the one Most High, unperturbed and unconstrained at the various provocations of the nations. Well, brothers and sisters, scriptures tell you in the book of Colossians in the second chapter and in 2 Thessalonians that the intrusions of the pernicious principalities and powers, the rulers of the nations, would allow wicked men, lawless men, men despising a divine standard, the divine standard, sitting right there behind pulpits governing in your temples and your churches. It happened long ago. Scripture says those who then love the lie, the pretense, would be damned. Why, my brothers and sisters? Because though they go to churches, what they believe was not the faith of Yah, but the lies of men. Said those preferring this unrighteousness, having not a love of the truth, not desiring to seek the Most High for the greater truth in the midst of all these contradictions, and believe me, the wisest soul looking at all the contradictions that we see in this world today. I said the wisest soul looking and seeing all the varying contradictions we see in this world today knows that there's something that they must seek that is greater. Or dare men presume that the partialities wrought of men establishing institutions after their own minds, their own imagination, therefore idolatrous, dare men believe that this is an offering acceptable to the Most High, when it's obvious that all these varying ideas are the result of not of man's obedience, nor the hearing of the Most High, but men walking after standards seeming sufficient after their own minds and hearts. My brother says this multitude of varying ideals is not the church, is not the institution that the Most High, if you want to call it that, that the Most High speaks of in context of a people that he brings out from these misconceits, out from all these lying obstacles that men have called made gods to them. They see beyond all these barriers. This institution, my brothers and sisters, this massive, varying institutions, is not that glorious light. Earlier today, Juneteenth, right here in this town, I thought it was amazing. At a place where in this city, Houston, they're doing some renovations in a park that was purchased by a few of the pastors, those who were made pastors, freed slaves, if you will, many of them, that, well, they bought a small area here in town, a few acres, and they wanted to have it as a place that they can commemorate first hearing about the freedom or the emancipation of the slaves, that they could celebrate, and they called it Juneteenth. The actual first declaration of it was in Galveston, Texas. But here in Houston, they wanted to have a place that they could, like I said, safely, if you will, observe that celebration, to remember that form of what they called emancipation. It's called Emancipation Park. I want you to think about something, my brothers and sisters. Earlier today, they had ministers from various denominations in each of the four corners of the park, all praying to the Most High and petitioning him for preservation and the, let's just say, the success of what that park now being renovated should come to be, and remembrance of this deliverance. Deliverance, my brothers and sisters, amazingly enough, many people out there praying with these pastors and daring to call this confusion Catholic pastor, Baptist pastors, Methodist pastors, daring to call this confusion, not knowing rightly the way to go. They dared to call it their emancipation. My brothers and sisters, absolute insanity. It's time that we discern far better than this. I say it's time that we discern far, far better than this. For this mass of illusions can by no means, can by no means be the finished work of people made one, agreed and acceptable after his spirit, unto the will, the eternal will, and the unchanging will of the one most high. Yet men, my brothers and sisters, according to Malachi, forgetting that the Most High does not change, have dared to say that they compel the people to believe that in the multitude of their evils, the multitude of their differences, calling evil good and good evil, everyone who walks according to his evil, deviant, therefore partial and perverse way, daring to compel the people to believe the Most High delights in such. Scripture says Messiah will suddenly come to raise the standard, my brothers and sisters. Messenger of the covenant, to restore righteousness as of old, to purify. They put down purify, my brothers and sisters. It means to utterly obliterate out from the temples all those who preach these foreign standards. To purify the sons of Levi or cast out from the temples, my brothers and sisters, whoever teaches a fallen, partial, and perverted standard who will divide our people. That finally might be offered unto the Most High an offering in true righteousness. Why don't your leaders explain that to you, my brothers and sisters? Because all those who would not teach what is the unchanging and invariant truth, that men must be converted, poured. All who would not teach that standard, my brothers and sisters, turning men aside from even seeking that righteous way. My brothers and sisters, in fact, they're all robbers, seeking to rob both Yah and men. And it's time, my brothers and sisters, we understand the truth. Please read Malachi 2:1 through particularly 16 through 39 and realize the Most High has said that the day will come when you discern the difference between the righteous and the wicked. Ah, you will finally know the one way. Malachi 3:18. You will discern the difference between the righteous and the wicked, between those who serve the Most High and those who serve him not, those who seek all his will and those who prefer that something less be still called what? A preference? So you discern the difference when the Son of Righteousness, yes, one of the titles for Messiah, the Son of Righteousness arises with healing upon his lips, a testimony of our brothers and sisters to reconcile his people beyond every schism, beyond every affliction, beyond every wound to human conscience, has embraced the minds of men with healing upon his lips. And he says, in that day, the wicked, the lawless, those who would not seek the fullness of law, fullness, should be ashes under the soul of the righteous, those who seek all his will in the day that he should do this. Blessed are they who will understand this truth, my brothers and sisters. Very blessed are they who will understand. For the truth of the matter, there's a serious need to remember the law as the Most High gave it to his servant Moshe. The very law the scriptures tell you in 1 Corinthians 10 that Messiah himself gave to Moshe. The scripture says we made partakers with him, and from the beginning to the end, we hold steadfast to this true covenant. You must understand the Messiah gave his very life to expose the misconceits of what had become a totally, completely corrupt priesthood. He said, in so doing, in his resurrection, proving foolish both this foolish priesthood and all those that controlled it among the Gentiles. He said, go forth and teach all the nations, all the Gentiles, my brothers and sisters, to do everything that he commanded. Romans 15 says that all that is written of old is for our learning, that we through patience and faith in the scriptures might have hope, bringing all the Gentiles like-minded and in obedience in word and deed. All the nations, that's one standard, my brothers and sisters, by which all might finally have agreement unto peace. It's time we understand then, my brothers and sisters, what is written in the book of Isaiah. the 59th chapter. I said what is written in the book of Isaiah in the 59th chapter. I'd like you to come with me and examine closely then what is said, realizing first this truth. 15 and 14, book of John, Yohanan, says, Messiah said, you are my friends if you do everything that I command you. Scriptures tell us in advance Messiah will come, that he calls his people when he preaches peace, a whole word to the nations. Need to look closely at Zephaniah 3 and 8. When he comes to declare a standard that brings his people all after one doctrine, to one conceit, to one consent, willing, after one consent, one truth. Well, my brothers and sisters, you need to understand something. Most High says this he must do because he's tired, or let's just say he's no longer patient with the mass misrepresentation that has occurred in this world. This polytheism is, my brothers and sisters, not the faith in him who is one. And when the Most High, my brothers and sisters, comes to establish that one eternal standard with one consent unto all the nations, don't even begin to think that the misimaginations of man are going to be a petition or a prayer worthy to slay, or let's just say, my brothers and sisters, and I didn't intend to use that word. Don't think the imaginations of man, my brothers and sisters, will be something that in any way will slow the wrath of the One Most High. For it is the imaginations of man that have wrought his wrath. You have to understand, my brothers and sisters, man was created to walk after one spirit, unto one understanding. And so often, my brothers and sisters, in a world where there are so many diverse contentions, men have dared not to seek the fullness of divine will. They have been content with being comforted by lying pastors who have made it their job, like I said, who have made it their job, their avocation, to preach to you and teach you whatever they feel is necessary to keep change in their back pockets. Or let's just say that folding stuff. That make any difference to them how many people they mislead. Like I said before, what would you call them? Would you call them ministers then, or monsters? Same vibration, same letters. You need to think about that. Well, I want you to consider that Scripture says, Messiah said, you're my friends if you do everything that I command you. Meaning that his enemies are those who would seek partial standards, therefore to create animosity among those who claim to believe him. Do I need to repeat that? He said, you must seek all his will, lest men become self-righteous and proud, a multitude of divisions, both, my brothers and sisters, man against man and against the Most High, and using the holy name unto utter complete vanity that could never bring forth peace. A multitude of worthless standards, my brothers and sisters, that he must eradicate from the minds of men, that men finally be free to seek him beyond all the evildoers, all the misrepresentations, all the misadministrations, all the hypocrisies, my brothers and sisters, all the counterfeits and masquerades. That all, my brothers and sisters, these various political, social, and nationalist institutions, the pseudo-religious institutions, have captured the minds and hearts of men. Isaiah 59. Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save, neither his ear heavy that it cannot hear. In other words, the Most High can raise the conscience of man. He already knows what shall do it. He already has a plan. You don't know what I'm talking about? On my website, hiddengospel.com, you will find an article there called The Secret City Prophecies. For those of you who don't know who it is, according to all the scriptures, how to see it all together, who the Most High said he would send to restore, in fact, what is indeed a covenant. You need to look at that article on my website, hiddengospel.com. An article called Early Church Origin and Forgotten Mutual Expectation. But since they murdered the church, and the end result has only been polytheism and lies ever since, you need to discern, my brothers and sisters, how the church shall be revived. And my brothers and sisters, I tell you now, the church shall be revived by him after whom it was named. And if they didn't tell you, my brothers and sisters, what was the origin and the title of the early church in the expectation of whom for whom it was named? Again, that article on my website, hiddengospel.com, Early Church Origin, Mutual Expectation, must be understood. That you understand, my brothers and sisters, since the early church was called by the title of him whom they expected, that my brothers and sisters, that must be the Messiah. Isaiah 59:1, behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save, neither his ear heavy that it cannot hear. But your iniquities, in other words, man's injustices, the multitude of false standards men have wanted to uphold, has separated man from his maker. The multitude of your sins, your multitude of misallegiances, have hid his face from you, that you could not see him as he is, could not discern his voice. And oftentimes, our brothers and sisters, so convinced that you were wise after what your leaders told you, would not hear and would not understand. For your hands are set into fire with blood, and your fingers with iniquity. Your lips have spoken lies. Your tongue has murdered and muttered perverseness. Because, frankly, my brothers and sisters, all your leaders ever taught you is how to offend. Therefore, none calls for justice, because everybody figures that they are just and already righteous after all these variant differences. None pleads for truth because they figure they already have it. They trust in vanity, worthless, imperfect, partial, polluted standards which can never be an offering acceptable nor honorable before the Most High. They speak lies, false doctrine. They conceive mischief, never knowing, my brothers and sisters, what is foundation and what is expectation. What else can men do? They bring forth iniquity, i.e. uncleanness and injustice. They hatch snakes' eggs. Well, you know what hatches from snakes' eggs, don't you? And we've a spider's web. What does a spider's web do but catch, my brothers and sisters, the unwitting victim? He that eateth of their eggs shall die. Their conceptions, my brothers and sisters. Most High will not preserve unto his kingdom any of these lies or any habitations that hold these lies steadfast. He that eats their eggs dieth, and that which is crushed, my brothers and sisters, breaketh out into a viper, a snake, a liar, double-tongued devil. Their webs, what they create, my brothers and sisters, the interweaving of their thoughts, should not become garments sufficient to hide their spiritual nakedness. Should not become garments. In the weaving of their thoughts, my brothers and sisters, hey, unjust arguments. These should they cover themselves, their shame with their works. For their works, the works of iniquity, and the act of violence is in their hands. Their feet run to evil. And they make haste to shed innocent blood. Their thoughts are thoughts of iniquity. Wasting and destruction are in their paths. The way of peace they know not. And there's no judgment, justice in their going. They have made for themselves crooked paths. Remember those mazes I told you about? A mass of illusions all giving misdirection, my brothers and sisters. That men never find their way home once they've entered therein. And in fact, my brothers and sisters, men are born in a world that in order to survive, we must be born again. Granted, my brothers and sisters, a greater sense of direction after which, my brothers and sisters, we might finally find our way to the place of safety. Whoever goeth therein shall not know peace. Shall never reach the goal. What is it saying about the multitude of these variant standards, misopinions? They misguide the people that they never know faith in Yah is one. Therefore, justice is far from us. Neither does justice overtake us. We wait for light, but all we behold is darkness and obscurity. We're blind. For brightness, but we walk in darkness, still misdirection. Look for brightness, for brothers and sisters, for the light, but all we find is those who hide the truth. We grope for the wall like the blind. We grope as if we had no eyes. We stumble at noon as in the day, and we are as desolate men. We are in desolate places as dead men. This is the situation, my brothers and sisters, scripture says, is the present state of man. Man should be wise, then, my brothers and sisters, seek for him who would raise again a standard. We need to read closely, my brothers and sisters. Don't have a lot of time. We all roar like bears, proud, mourn sore like doves. We look for justice, but there is none. For salvation, deliverance, but it is far from us. Meaning, my brothers and sisters, all these standards are bondage, not deliverance. For our transgressions, man's allegiances, the misguided standards is multiplied before us. All we see is transgression, whereby men are taught to offend and never fully please the Most High. And as for inequity, injustice, that is all men have known. Transgressing and lying against the Most High, presumptuous, my brothers and sisters, and told that it was the righteousness of Yah and all these differences. Absolutely not. Transgressing the line against the Most, departing away from the Most High, speaking oppression and revolt, conceiving and uttering from the heart, hey, my brothers and sisters, with all conviction, words of falsehood, deeply deceived, and does not mean that a man is saved by what he desperately believes if it's a lie. He said, those who believe lies in 2 Thessalonians shall be damned. And judgment is turned away backward. Justice stands afar off. Truth is fallen in the street. Equity cannot enter. In other words, they seek to pursue and destroy anyone who seeks the truth. Yea, truth has been hidden. And he that would depart from evil is made a prey. The world despises those who would seek all righteousness. Most High saw it, and it displeased him that there was no justice. He saw there was no man, and wondered there was no intercessor, no one to help, some text scriptures say. No one to show mankind again the way of righteousness. No one to help. My brothers and sisters, do you think that men petitioning for salvation and deliverance, all petitioning for standards the Most High calls transgression, could be under forgiveness? Think again. A lot I want to talk about to you about that tomorrow night. You need to listen very close to the show that we'll be talking about on tomorrow evening. He said he saw there was no man and wondered there was no intercessor, no one to help. Therefore, one that Most High says he trusts to bring forth all his pleasure, all that pleases him, will bring salvation for him. And his righteousness is what will sustain him. And he put on righteousness as a breastplate, the helmet of salvation upon his head. He put on the vengeance of put on the garments of vengeance for clothing. How about against every misrepresentation? Was clad with zeal as a cloak. According to their deeds, accordingly he will repay fury to his adversaries. How about everyone who stands against the righteousness and truth he is sent by the Most High to bring? Recompense to his enemies. Those who will not seek all the will of the Most High restored will be obstacles against this discretion. According to their deeds, accordingly he will repay fury to his adversaries, recompense to his enemies, and to the isle of the nations he will pay a recompense. My brothers and sisters, in other words, there will be a restitution for all the iniquities of man. He who has done good or sought good will find it. Those who have sought to sustain iniquity, my brothers and sisters, will pay dearly what they've done to blind those who might turn toward the righteous of the One Most High. And so shall they revere the name of the Most High from the west, and honor him in the rising of the sun, that means from the east to the west. Please read Isaiah 45 and 6 and understand. It says, when the enemy shall come in like a, with a, in like a flood, in other words, all those who stand against the one righteousness
seconds. To
come in like a flood. Oh, I got to try to do something by getting a little extra time here. Let me move swiftly. But I got to explain this. Might not have much time, but I'm going to do what I can to make sure that I get a chance to say these things that need be said. Let's see what I can do here. Okay. Hopefully I catch this in due time. All right. Looks like we got it. Isaiah, going back. 59:19. So shall they revere the name of the Most High from the west and glorify him in the rising of the sun, and from east to west across the entire globe. Remember, my brothers and sisters, anciently the east was monotheist and had undergone a monotheist revolution. And the times of what became to be known anciently as the Kurdistan Empire, the people of the East, people of the light, my brothers and sisters, under the reign of him who founded that ancient empire, as the scriptures call the King of the East. Don't know what I'm talking about. A website again, my brothers and sisters, hiddengospel.com, early church origin, mutual expectation. Discern, my brothers and sisters, who Messiah Yeshua said that he is when he said he's the root and offspring of David, the bright morning star, and discern what that one comes to do. 59:19, so shall they revere the name of the Most High, respect that he has a standard, and glorify him from the east to the west. When the enemy, all those who resist or despise that standard, that Pax Romana, Rome, considered a threat to its national security, the worship of all the false gods, my brothers and sisters, they have sustained. Understand, when the pagan rulers of Rome that could not see the possibility of their coming to perfect agreement, nor did they believe in a spirit from on high to bring it. Hear me, my brothers and sisters, they relied upon the idea about complicity and a multitude of differences to keep the people misconcerted, indiscriminate, that there be no revolution, my brothers and sisters, against what is only a counterfeit, a masquerade, a pretense, hypocrisy. Claiming to be something that is not, and definitely, my brothers and sisters, without question, unholy. How can a people, my brothers and sisters, all worshiping different gods, a different concept of what they call gods, be true to the peace of one? It's totally impossible. This is what the scripture says. When the enemy, those who stand against the one standard, shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Most High shall lift up a standard against them. What do you think this means, my brothers and sisters? When Messiah raises the one standard, it would expose all your princes, kings, pastors, priests, rabbis, and rulers who did not tell you that all their varying standards are considered animosity, carnal animosity, against the pure, perfect will of the one Most High. They worship the Most High, my brothers and sisters, but after the vanities of their own hearts, and the scriptures told you in advance in Isaiah 30, because they would refuse his instructions, they are false sons, not his children. And all such worship, my brothers and sisters, being just the vanities of man's own hearts. The scripture says, if you swore by his name, therefore, after any such fallen standard, the Most High will not account blameless to men who do so. Please understand, my brothers and sisters, what this means. It means, my brothers and sisters, what men have went to these damnable institutions that they call churches to learn, never learning all that they should have known, never even asking the question after seeing so many of the early believers slaughtered, never asking what then is the church, because they set up a counterfeit. Never seeking to understand, my brothers and sisters, what the early church believes and what the early church expected. Scripture says in Isaiah 41, it calls them all ungodly men. So when Messiah comes to lift the standard that exposes them all, look what the scripture says, when the enemy should come in like a flood. Yes, my brothers and sisters, there's many of them. Spirit of the Most High should lift up one standard against them. And the Redeemer should come to Zion. To them who were turned from all this mass transgression, this multitude of divergent, lying standards, says the Most High. And my brothers and sisters, scripture says, in that day, hear me, Romans 11:25-27 says, the deliverer will come out of Zion. To those who were turned from transgression, and in that day, my brothers and sisters, the blindness that's been over our people shall be no more, and they shall all have the same covenant with him when he comes to remove all these ungodly standards from the midst of his people. Well, Isaiah 59:19 says the same. Isaiah 59:21 says, as for me, this is my covenant with them, says the Most High. My spirit, my words, my testimony. Discerning, my brothers and sisters, more than the words, not knowing only what is said, but why. And how, my brothers and sisters, everything the Most High said is declared with reason. Every word reinforcing every word. See, my spirit that is upon thee, and my words that I put in your mouth, shall not depart out of your mouth, nor out of the mouth of your seed, nor the mouth of your seed, your descendants, said the Most High, from henceforth even forever. And in that day you will arise and shine, for the light is finally come. And the glory of the Most High shall arise upon thee. My brothers and sisters, what did I say to you before? The multitude of these various differences are not the work of men being baptized and led after the instruction of the Holy Spirit. So after what spirit, my brothers and sisters, has all this uncleanness gathered among us? Scriptures in the book of Isaiah talk about a city called the City of Confusion in Isaiah 24. It's called the City of Chaos, also in Isaiah 24. The City of Destruction in Isaiah 19. Scripture calls the Great City Babylon in Revelation 16:12-21 in the 18th chapter as well. Mystery Babylon, men calling it righteous, but my brothers and sisters, is only the confusion of men. The scripture talks about at that city, my brothers and sisters, all the unclean spirits of all the princes and rulers of the earth will be gathered. Meaning, my brothers and sisters, all your various political, social, national, cultural, pseudo-religious institutionalities of man will be gathered at that city, the most diverse, my brothers and sisters, city and the most diverse country in the world. If you don't know what I'm talking about, check out that article on my website called The Secret City Prophecies at HiddenGospel.com and discern that city. Scriptures tell you, my brothers and sisters, the Messiah, one called King of the East. Yes, that was one of the titles that the early church knew him by. Regretfully, Rome sought to destroy that concept from your mind because the idea of one lifting up a standard that would expose all their unrighteousness was tantamount, my brothers and sisters, they said, to blasphemy against their variant authority. Scripture says, Messiah, the one called King of the East, who would dry up the rivers, the barriers of all the nations. Therefore, to unify the world after the will of the Most High as one, that unto him every knee shall bow and every tongue shall swear allegiance. Scripture says, that one will reprove them all. And all the foundations of all the nations and cities of the earth would shake, even to fall. Well, my brothers and sisters, if they did not teach you these things, they never taught you indeed what is the gospel. Messiah said that a standard must be raised. He said you live by every word that proceeds from the mouth of Yah. So if you allow anybody to trick you against anything containing the law and the prophets, to deny it, to speak against it, or not seek that fullness, scripture says you will not overcome the world. You must exceed the unrighteousness of all your diverse leaders. He said, else you shall not come into the will of one to enter the kingdom of Yah. You will not be confirmed stable. Seventh chapter, he said, watch out for false prophets, all those who teach partial standards, never to do fully what is the will of the Father, never teaching the fullness of his will, laying out crooked paths, my brothers and sisters, after which there is no life. He said he's going to tell a lot of folks, keep away from me, who thought they knew him. You never knew me. You only knew the words of another, a pretender. Well, I can only tell you that 5:26 Isaiah says Messiah would lift up, or the Most High would lift up in his Messiah, an ensign from a distant nation, a great nation far away. Scripture says it's to the west. Read Isaiah 5:26. They said ensign. The very word that they had in Hebrew is the same word that they use for ensign. It's the same word, my brothers and sisters, for a standard. What does the scripture say in Isaiah 49? At the mouth of him who would say, listen to me, oh, you owls. One standard. No peace in all this varying lawlessness. Listen to me, oh, you owls. Hearken to me, oh, you nations. Most High has called me from afar, from the womb, from the body of my mother, as he made mention of my name. Declare, my brothers and sisters, a word like a sharp two-edged sword that will discern the difference between the righteous and the wicked, between those who serve Yah and those who serve him not. That will discern the thoughts and intents of the heart. That will bring, my brothers and sisters, the true people of the Most High who have a love of the truth back to him, and even declare what is one salvation peace to the ends of the earth. What does the scripture say this one is doing, my brothers and sisters? Isaiah 49:22-23 says he will lift his hand to the nations. He will set his standard. Didn't he say he would lift up a standard against all the animosity of those who would not seek the pure, perfect will of Yah? He said, you are my friends if you do everything I command. Then you are enemies, and enemies against our people if you don't seek the whole truth. The Shema says, hear, O Israel, the Most High is one. We must all seek all his will. That indeed, my brothers and sisters, rather than making enemies, we might love one another. And we cooperate together after one love and trust. That is the gift of the Most High. And that he reveals his law that should no longer be exploited, left to all manner of devilish controversy, for loving what is deviant, denigrated, and far from, my brothers and sisters, what gives honor to the one Most High in the fullness of his will. I will lift my hand to the nations. I will set my standard to the peoples. And he said, surely, my brothers and sisters, he would deliver his own. Over and over again, my brothers and sisters, scripture says the Most High says the Messiah to raise a standard that will prove that all the leaders of this world had never taught that standard. And my brothers and sisters, if they were true to the Spirit of the Most High, this negligence, they would not have perpetrated this false pride, this fatal flattery that they have made an avocation for themselves to exploit the people. My brothers and sisters, something that they never would have done. It's time we understand the reality, my brothers and sisters. Like I said, they murdered the church. But my brothers and sisters, the very one that was the expectation of the early church shall revive it. And it's time now to understand that truth. At the hand of the very one, the scriptures would say, keep silent for me, O you owls, and let my people renew their strength. There will be no need to wait for that one who renews the strength and unity of a people beyond all the leaders who have lied, if what people discern today and have called preaching has in fact been the gospel and that one standard. Isaiah 11 says the owls shall wait for his law, all nations, my brothers and sisters. To him shall all the nations seek, and his rest shall be glorious. Isaiah 42, my brothers and sisters, says when he lifts that, Isaiah 11 says when he lifts that standard, it will slay all the lawless, expose all the wicked who declare anything less. Isaiah 42 says unto him every knee shall bow. Isaiah 45 says unto him every knee shall bow and every tongue shall swear allegiance. I'm jumping ahead because I know my time is short. Isaiah 42 says, to him shall all the nations seek, and the isles shall wait for his law. How about my brothers and sisters? Because he raises a standard. It's time we understand, my brothers and sisters, the reality. If they didn't tell you this, it's because they don't want a standard raised. Because a standard raised means that so much of that they have taught you is worthless. Not the standard after which we should all have agreement and peace at all. Hosea 11, he will roar like a lion, and his sons shall come trembling from the west. He raises a standard. Isaiah 16, well, Revelation, how about that? Revelation 16, 12 through 21. I could talk about Isaiah 16 because it also talks about that city. It talks about a king being raised up, a throne in righteousness, raising a standard, my brothers and sisters, that will expose all the injustice of those who have acted as obstacles against Israel coming to righteousness. Revelation 16, 12 through 21. When he raises a standard, my brothers and sisters, expose all the iniquity of every false standard ruler of this earth. Pastors, priests, rabbis, elders, all. Genesis 49, one out of the tribe of Judah called Shiloh, a lawgiver, a peace giver, one who raises the standard. And that unto him all the people shall be gathered. Numbers 24, a star of Jacob that will subdue all his enemies and destroy, my brothers and sisters, whoever preserve every obstacle. I say whoever he will subdue, even destroy, whoever preserve whatever obstacles after the misorientations of man that our brothers and sisters, scripture says, have inhabited a city. First, my brothers and sisters, of that city, Revelation 6 and 12. First, that city says, when a great earthquake occurs, something that exposes all the foundations of all the nations. Scripture calls it Harosheth of the Gentiles, Harmagedo is called the same. Scripture said the kings will be running for cover, saying, hide us from the face of the Lamb and him who sits upon the throne. For the day of his wrath is coming, who shall be able to stand? Did they tell you, my brothers and sisters, that Messiah will come to raise a standard that will reprove all those who have been called pastors, priests, and rabbis who have not been willing to look for the whole truth and were unwilling to tell it? By Allah, my brothers and sisters, the exaction of what indeed is the one gospel standard, the fullness of all that would have been taught by the Spirit, by a true prophet, shall enemy Babylon, proven ungodly, be destroyed. What did I speak to you before, my brothers and sisters, about Isaiah in the 59th chapter? So the Most High said he saw no one to help. No one to stand up for those who would turn from transgression. Our brothers and sisters, the petitions of those who all they know is error and sin. Can they petition, my brothers and sisters, truly for a full forgiveness? You must understand the reason why Messiah comes. Scripture calls him, in the book of Enoch, the heir of righteousness. The one whom the Most High will restore and bring to his remembrance all righteousness, that he might petition truly, my brothers and sisters, for the sanctification and the healing of a people. Those who have not understood this, who thought in all these various institutions that they were already righteous, my brothers and sisters, owing to the mutual slaughtering of one another. Do you really believe, my brothers and sisters, those who presume themselves righteous because some pastor told them so? And in the past, in fact, these pastors themselves must be condemned for having lied to the people. Do you really believe, my brothers and sisters, they could teach you unto the forgiveness of sins? Here we got a lot more to talk about, my brothers and sisters. I need to tell you about a dream that the Most High gave me this past evening. But I will leave it for now for something to be spoken about in the coming evening. But now, my brothers and sisters, I thank the Most High. Yes, I do. For every ear that he brings near. And yes, indeed, my brothers and sisters, I thank you all again for listening. Unto his might, unto the might, honor, and majesty of the Most High, and his praise always. Hallelujah! And again, thank you all for listening. I thank the Most High for every ear that He brings in. For it is all His word that we must come to respect and revere, that we might be confirmed, steadfast, worthy to be called an eternal people, unto an eternal kingdom.